Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 88.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help as many interested people around the world learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano education. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me today. Today's episode is going to be number 88, and I'm very excited about this episode. This is going to be the second part of our voicing series and creating some shapes, some textures, and expanding upon what we did in the last episode. And we're going a little bit further now, kind of adding some colors and extensions and how we're going to build upon the fundamentals that we learned last week. So I'm really, really excited. And again, this is going to become a specialty course for Jazz Piano School. And I really believe this is going to help kind of a lot of people just increase their knowledge, their fundamentals, their basics, and their kind of understanding of voicings in general on jazz piano. Because I think they're mystical right now. It's like they're unknown. Like everyone's searching for voicings. Like, show me some new voicings. You know, you're always looking for new voicings, where it doesn't really have to be like that. They can really be structurally built so that you understand how we come to certain voicings. Like, you understand how voicings are created and you can create them too. You don't always have to kind of, you know, search in the mist for these unknown, you know, glowing gems that are voicings. So I'm very, very excited about that. And again, one of the problems voicings presents too, I think, for a lot of people is, how do we actually practice voicings to learn how to implement them into our playing? When do we implement them? How do we use them? I mean, there's so many different questions that go along with learning new voicings. And one of the things, again, if you're shown a new voicing like that or that, you know, when do we use that? I mean, how do we use that? What context does it fit in? So even if you do learn a new voicing, it's cool to make that sound and you can kind of play it and mess around with it. But we never, or I felt at least, and I feel like a lot of people can relate to this, but I never felt like I could really make use of it in a song. Or I wouldn't know when to do it, or if I tried to do it, it'd kind of be out of place and it wouldn't really fit. So there's just so many things that need to be explained. And I feel like this voicing specialty course is going to be able to do that job and really just create so much freedom for you while comping and building your own voicings, you know, which will lead to your self-expression of yourself, which is a great thing. So let's get down into it. Now, the practice PDF will be at the same location as always, jazzpianoschool.com/podcast88. And again, you can go there to download the some of the voicings. I'm not going to be able to give you everything. I mean, there's just so much material, as you can see, that I'll walk through, but I'm going to give you the examples that I talk about in this podcast, and you'll be able to get those. So let's get started. What we're going to do here today is build upon the fundamentals that I talked about last week. So just to review that, we have 1-7. Okay, this is a fundamental here. And our right hand takes 3 when our left hand has 1 and 7. So again, this is a G7 chord. 1-7-3. And our right hand thumb would take that third. Now again, if this was a minor chord, I'd simply switch my third to my minor third. And again, a major, 1-7-3, right? So that's all that's basically happening there. Now, with that, you know, we can move into so many different other things from that fundamental. So fundamental number 2, I need to go over this as well. Sorry, I forgot about the other fundamentals, is 1 and 3 in our left hand, and then our 7 would be played with our right hand. So it just flip-flops. 1 and 7, if 1 and 7's in our left hand, then our right hand takes the third. If 1 and 3 is in our left hand, then our right hand takes the 7. The third fundamental that I talked about was 1 and 3, a tenth apart, and our right hand would take the 7, and just the variation of this would be 1-7-3. Okay, then our right hand's free to do whatever we want. And again, a variation of fundamental 2 was 1-3-7, which is very standard, right? It's almost a root position chord without the 5. And then again, our right hand is free to take any other voicing. So let's start to build some colors and extensions and show you how you can progress your extensions through these different types of voicings and start to voice lead them into 251. So if we take a 251 in the key of F, this is a perfect register to use all three fundamentals. As you can see, I'm playing in this register. So we're going to start off with fundamental number one, right? 1, 7, and 3. So I'm currently playing my G minor 7 chord, and this is truly all I need to reflect the chord, right? We have our bass note and we have our shells. That's really all you need. And I talked about that a little bit in the previous episode. But we want to obviously add some colors. Now, how do we go about doing this? Well, most of our colors, or the way I'd recommend you start doing this, is to add everything on top, right? And it's not to say that we can't add extensions in between down here, right? So I'm adding the 9 in here. I could add the 13 in here, right? But things are going to get a little, you know, it takes a lot of experience, right, I should say, to get into some of that those areas. So we're going to start off with building the colors on top, because traditionally that is how we're stacking our chords. We're going to add our extensions on top of our roots or our fundamentals or the basics we just learned. So we have 1, 7, 3. I'm going to go ahead and just add the 9. Now, if you're familiar with extensions, this should be pretty easy for you, and you can actually use, you know, you can experiment with this a lot and start to really build some great voicings. If you're not familiar with extensions, then you'll need to kind of learn them based on what chords have what extensions available. But that is in other episodes. You can go check that out. So I'm going to add the 9 on top. And already I've built a voicing. I've just added the 9. So here's our voicing. Now, this gap here, I'm going to talk to you about voicings a little bit and explain some very minute, picky details. When you have gaps like this, see how much space there is between here? And especially this interval I'm creating, it's a very dissonant interval, right? This is a beautiful sound. Don't get me wrong, I love this sound. I would definitely use this, right? We want a nice balance too. So as you add other notes in between this, it's going to change the sound. Now, depending upon whether you like this thinner sound or you like more of a richer sound, a thicker sound, right? So what I did there is I added the 5 and the 7. I just added 2 chord tones into the chord. So that creates a type of voicing. And then also as well, the 9 creates a different type of voicing. So we can experiment with all these different types of things. We can experiment with adding chord tones in one extension, right? So I can add the 5 in one extension. 5 and extension. I don't necessarily need this F because it's being played in my left hand already, okay? So I can add it if I want to double up, and the only reason I'd want to double up is to add richness or thickness to my voicing. To my voicing there, right? So it adds a little bit more thickness to it. Right? Now, what we can also do after this is we can start changing the extension. So I can move my 5. I don't necessarily need the 5. I could play the 5, but I could play the 11 here too if I want. So I could go 3, 11, 9. This is a very nice voicing. I could add the 5 if I want my third finger. I could play the 13 here with the 5. Right? So we're getting a lot of different examples. I don't necessarily need the 9 up here either, right? So I could play the 3, the 11, the 5, and the 13. This is a beautiful voicing here too as well. I could add the 7 on top, right? Now I'm using all, so if you notice here, I'm using all 5 fingers in my right hand now. I love this sound. I mean, it's beautiful. And as you move, remember to try out different registers too. As you move through different registers, this G minor 7 voicing is going to sound completely different if I played this, you know, in the key of C, right? Right? You hear how that sound changes? Right? So that's a completely different sound than the G minor. Okay, so you want to experiment definitely with different keys, different registers, and the way, once you like a voicing, I mean, all of these are different voicings, and what I talked about in the previous episode is that in the specialty course, I'm actually going to notate almost every single possibility that you have. I mean, from this position, this is one of our fundamental positions, you only have a limited number of positions because our thumb is stuck on this B flat, right? Excuse me, if my thumb, right, if I switch to one of our variations, right, variation three, now my right hand's free to essentially play everything. I mean, I'm not going to go that far because my right hand can essentially play so many different variants up and down the piano. That will take years. You know, I would have to be mad to do that. But I am pretty mad, but not that much. But from this position, I am going to notate all the different finger variations. I mean, I only have four fingers left here and a handful of notes that will work with the G minor 7 chord. You know, obviously, I won't notate that. That's not going to be, you know, charming to the ears, really. But all the other variations I will notate in the specialty course, so you have all of the voicings at your disposal to practice and play. But anyway, so let's pick one voicing and then we're going to move to the five chord. So let's say essentially that I love this voicing right here with the 13 in the middle. So I'm going to use this. Now in a 2-5-1, if you notice, our three fundamentals voice lead naturally into each other. So my 1 and 7 is going to move to 1 and 3 very easily and then back to 1 and 3, and I'm actually going to play my 7 up here, or I could play my 1 and 7 as well. So from the 1 and 3, it actually voice leads nicely to both either 1 and 7 or 1 and 3. You can do either or. So again, 1 and 7, my right hand's going to take the 3. 1 and 3, my right hand will stay here on the 7. And then if I play 1 and 7 here, my right hand will move down to the 3. That's going to be really nice. But I also want to show you the variation, which creates a humongous spread, which I absolutely love. So I'm going to show you both of those. So from our voicing here, we're going to move to the 1 and 3. Now, again, we have our C7. So same situation. We got the fundamentals here. This is truly all we need, bass note and shells. My right hand has the freedom now to play and add any extensions that I want, okay? So I have the 7 here. I'm going to add the flat 9, okay? I'm going to add the sharp 11, and I'm going to add the natural 13. That's beautiful. I also like adding the 3 here sometimes, right? That also sounds nice. Now, again, if you notice, this is more of a thin voicing based on the register we're in, right? Sometimes it's nice to kind of jump from your voicings to get that low-end bass note in, right? And there, so you just get that richness when you... If you want a thin voicing, fine. That's great, too. I mean, it sounds great without the bass note as well because we're coming from this. You hear the richness in the bass note here, moving to more of a thinner voicing. But it's also nice to kind of jump and add that low-end if you want, and then we resolve it, right? So I really like adding the third in there. Something about adding the third doubles the texture down here. When you have kind of your shells in the lower area close to the bass note, they don't get reflected quite as well as when you have them up here in the chord sometimes. So listen to the difference with the third here. There's with the third and here's without the third, right? Something about this whole step here is a really nice feature, which I love. And even if we do add the third in here, remember, if we have the third and the seventh in the chord, we don't necessarily need it in both places. So I can experiment with taking it out actually in my left hand. I could just do this. But again, see that kind of thins out the sound immediately as well. So I really truly like both of the thirds in the chord rather than having one out. And these are the different things you want to experiment. I mean, my ear is going to be different than your ear if you might like a variation yourself. But this is why this process is so amazing, because it's going to allow you to experiment with this system, which you'll be able to choose the voicings you like and build new voicings that you've never even played before. And you're allowing yourself to kind of move through that process and find what's your style is, your voice, right? Your true self-expression on the piano. So I'm going to go with this. So we go from here, G minor 7, 13 with a 9 on top, right, to here. Now again, this is a C7, flat 9, sharp 11, natural 13, okay? Beautiful chord. Now, like I said, we're moving to our 1 major 7 chord here. So we have two variations I'm going to show you. I have 1 and 7. That's one of our fundamentals, right? So my right hand will take the third. Now, I have, again, same kind of situation. I have all my fingers available. I'm going to take, I'm going to try a couple different things and see what I like the best. So I could add the sharp 11 here. I can add the 13 and 9. That's a beautiful voicing. I do like that a lot. I could add the 5, 13. I could double the 7 and add the 9. That's also beautiful voicing. Again, the more extensions you add to your voicing, the more color it's going to be, right? Sometimes just having a little bit of color is better than all the color in the world. I mean, that can be, you know, when you see something that's just like brilliant, you know, to your eyes, it's like it really throws you back. Sometimes just a little hint of color is actually subtle and it creates a different type of mood, right? So sometimes we just want maybe a little bit of color. Sometimes maybe I'll leave the 13 out. I just have the 9 on the top. You know, that creates our rootless voicing there. Or maybe I don't even add the 9. I just put the 13 in the middle here. So I only have one extension there, right? Maybe I leave the 7 off. I just do that, right? Maybe I leave the 13 off. I could play this. Now look at that. I mean, would you have ever thought you could play 3 notes in a row to create a voicing? This is the beauty of having these fundamentals at your, you know, when you've practiced the fundamentals, you can build off these to create something like that. Your mind, I mean, even my mind would never have thought to play F, E, A, B, C. I mean, I do at this point, but as you build through this, it really kind of changes the way you look at voicings. Now, this is more of a shape. I'm going to talk to you guys about this in a second here after we finish, but let me see. Now, let me see how that sounds in the 251. Now, as much as I like it, I think there's something in voicings about leading your top voice, and this is a very subtle thing that you'll catch on to, your ear will catch on to. From this first chord, we have this A that stays up here. Now, the A stays here, and when we jump to this voicing here, something about that high end gets lost, so it feels like a hiccup. Again, this is a very detail-oriented, nitpicky thing that creates subtleties, right, in your playing that kind of comes off. And when you hear a great pianist, you're like, wow, why does it sound like that? This is one of those things that's like, oh, okay. So voice leading your top voice to create a nice line is very important. So in the first chord, we have A. In the second chord, we have A. And in the last chord, I'm going to add a G. So we get this top melodic line of going. You hear that? So it's a very nice resolution of the top voice on our voicing. So we have this, and then I'm going to go to this. So I have, again, sharp 11, 13, doubled the 7, and 9. So we just walked through a 2-5-1 based on all our fundamentals. And the last thing I want to show you again, if I take the our third fundamental, which is 1/3, a tenth apart, listen to this. I can, instead of going down, instead of having that line, I can go up. That's a nice resolution there, right? So I could go, right? You hear that? So that's a different melodic line I had on top. And our ear subconsciously hears that because it's the top voice in the voicings that we're using, right? I added the 5 down here. That's a nice touch, actually, to add some structure, some more solid bass note structure. I do want to add maybe another extension here. Let me see. See, that's not that melodic note on top isn't as solid as, right? Oh, sorry. I could do, let me see. I like that a lot. So I have the sharp 11 next to my third. I'm adding the 7 here, 9, and the 5 on top. Hear that? Beautiful. So look at that spread. I mean, that is just something else. And again, you can roll your left hand And this, the sound of this whole step is an amazing texture. Whole step in the middle there. Now, all that was built based on our previous episode of the fundamentals, right? So when you learn those voicing fundamentals, it starts to be, it's eye-opening. It's like, wow, that's how we come to those voicings. It's not just a shot in the dark. You know, you're not just stumbling upon these voicings, or I could have just showed that to you, right? But then you'd really have no idea how to build upon that, how to make it your own, how to change things or tweak things so that it really becomes a part of your soul, right? So that's why I love this structure, basically this voicing kind of system that I educate people on. And now the other thing that I want to leave you guys with, well, first of all, you know, practice the different movements, right? And practice experimenting with different voicings. And I would actually really what I'm going to do in the specialty course is have systematic practice files that go through the practice of all adding every variation. So adding just the 9, right? And experimenting with all these positions, just adding 1 9. Then we'll go through the same thing and add the 5 in there. So now we have the 5 in the middle. And you're practicing every single variation. That way, when you go to play and incorporate this into songs, it's like, you know, you know these like the back of your hand. So you can just pull them out wherever you want, however you want. They're going to be part of your, you know, just integrated so deeply. So the last thing, though, I want to talk to you about is shapes and textures. Now, at some point, because you're going to be so theoretically, invigorated or what's the correct word, knowledgeable, I guess, about the extensions, and this is something you need to work on. You don't necessarily need to kind of be thinking about that stuff anymore. You can see shapes and textures, right? So truly, you really know you need your shells, okay? And from there, you actually don't need the bass note, obviously. If you're playing with a bass player, then he'll be playing the bass notes. If you're playing by yourself, bass notes are very easily addable because I could play something like this, and then add the bass note in, right? And then I can go to my C7 and add the bass note in, right? And then however I want. So anytime you can add the bass note, but essentially all you need is your shell. So for every chord, all these chords in my 2-5 and my G minor to C7, I need this to this to this. And it doesn't even have to necessarily be voice led like that, although that will sound good. But when you start to really break out of the box, you're going to be seeing shapes and textures, spreads, clusters, right? And more of movements like this shape right here is kind of, we got this half step in the middle with a whole step and then like a little space there. So it's really nice to actually kind of experiment with your expression through shapes and textures rather than thinking notes, right? Or I could kind of spread this out. I could play something like that. I could spread it out even more. So I don't want to say necessarily I'm guessing at the notes, but I'm just seeing spreads, right? Or intervals, really, in shapes. This is more of a shape or a texture. And a texture is going to be like a soft, tight-knit voicing. Could be a nice, loud spread. Or it could be, you know, more of a simple, you know, it could be a simple just like that, right? Or we could have this. Right? This is a G minor 7. I mean, we could essentially play this as a G minor 7. I have shells and the 13. That's a beautiful sound. I mean, I'm playing 3 notes right now. Right? That's all we need. So I'm thinking more atmosphere, colors, and shapes. And again, as you work through this and practice everything, I'd urge you to experiment with this type of mental approach to kind of break out of the box of thinking about notes and voicings. At this point, you're thinking about shapes and textures, and this will really lead you down a completely different area and bring out different sounds in your playing that you never thought were possible. And again, I'm kind of just experimenting. We can experiment with low-end shapes, right? Like this is beautiful all in itself because it's kind of muddy and low. But then as we start to move, I use that same, I love this voicing, I use it again, but again, we can use lots of different things. We could play, you know, there's just so many different, when you start to wrap your mind around that kind of approach, you're going to break into a whole new, you know, door and world that is inside of you that you really never knew was possible. And that's when you start to kind of break away from, you're kind of just letting go, right? You're learning the freedom of these voicings, which is my goal for people and my students. So again, that's it. Practice through the development now of your fundamentals and moving into extensions and adding some doubled color tones, possibly chord tones, excuse me, moving through your 2-5-1s. And then as you start to work on that more, you can start to incorporate your shapes and textures mental approach, and that will bring you to an even higher level of playing. So thank you guys so much for being here. In the next voicing series, I'm going to be going over upper structure triads. That's a necessity for all jazz pianists. And that will also just, that's more of a theoretical thing, you know, rather than kind of a concept. So that will just be straight cut and dry. But again, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a wonderful day and happy practicing.